Now it's our time to talk to KCBS insider Phil Mateer.
Phil joins us live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline. California has approved a first-of-its-kind law that extends drinking hours until 4 a.m. The catch? It only applies to about 100 VIPs at Inglewood's new Intuit Dome. All right, Phil, how did this even become a thing? And I want to know, what kind of sporting event goes until 4 a.m. at this new Intuit Dome? Sign me up.
I was asking the same thing to myself. So, Patty, join us on this one because you're probably the biggest sports fan of us three. That's how late does a basketball game go? Till, I mean, I've never been around one at 1 o'clock in the morning to need to party off afterwards.
I know. Four. Well before the bars close.
Well, it's concerts too, and it's other things. And how did this come about? It came about because for a couple of reasons. One, there's a lot of money involved here. The Intuit Dome is bringing a lot of money down to Inglewood. The city of Inglewood wanted this. Their representative in the state assembly, she put forward the bill. It passed both of the state legislature before, and I didn't see any heavy lobbying by Newsom. But at the end, he signed it, and now fingers are pointing at him because Steve Ballmer, who owns the Clippers and who is behind the Inuit Arena and this 100-member exclusive club that's going to be able to get boozed up until 4 in the morning, he's been a heavy contributor to Democrats and Republicans alike. And his wife, Connie, put in $1 million to help Newsom fight the recall. So everybody's pointing out saying, what an exception, what an exception. And I sit there and go, yeah, you better believe it. You put pro sports against political money, and that's a combination that's going to get things done.
There has been a proposal that I think has been floated at least once, maybe twice, to try expanding bar hours at pilot cities, one of them including San Francisco, and it never got signed by the governor.
Yeah, or it didn't make it through the legislature. You know, we've been talking about that for years. I remember it was like State Senator Mark Leno would, you know, every year would propose, let's do it. Let's try to extend the bar hours for San Francisco, Los Angeles, Long Beach, and I believe it was Oakland as well. And either the governors said no or the legislature said no, citing safety concerns. In this case, they say you can rest assured on the safety because as part of the bill, you know, the California Highway Patrol is going to be doing a study and working in conjunction with law enforcement locally to see if there are any increases in DUIs around the arena. I'm sitting there going, well, that's a great use of government money and government time to be monitoring this thing that you've just created that we didn't necessarily need before. But they're proposing it as a pilot program. Where the pilot goes from here, I don't know. I would imagine that other sports facilities that are, you know, renting out these boxes, these suites at $10,000 a night and these exclusive club memberships that cost $10,000 more, you know, would like to get in on it as well. But right now, it is down for the Clippers. And like I said, the city of Inglewood was behind it. Everybody just sort of is watching it go through. And you can't sit there. Maybe you can say it doesn't look good, but it's not going to change anybody's life. But I got to tell you, boy, I've seen some things move through the legislature. And this one, I didn't hear anything about it until it was done. And that tells you exactly how much power was going on behind the scenes.
Phil, all those rich people have drivers. They're not driving.
Good point. Our thanks to KCBS insider Phil Mateer. Bottoms up.